I have not rented a car in 1,000 years. I have barely driven a car in 1,000 years. As you can imagine, the pandemic has had a massive impact on the rental car industry. Hertz filed for bankruptcy, and many of the big agencies sold off a big portion of their fleets, leading to car shortages as volume starts to pick up again. So what does this mean for you? My next guest is here to talk about all that you need to know about renting a car in these crazy times. Personal finance and travel writer Daniel Teo joins me now. His work has appeared on CBC and BNN, as well as many other places. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, Bruce. Nice to be here. You know, I was planning a road trip down to the West Coast early last year before we were also rudely interrupted by the pandemic. And, you know, maybe you're planning on a trip through the Rockies or camping through the Maritimes. That was one of my favorite childhood memories. But road tripping is such a fundamental part to our Canadian experience. Let me ask you real quick. I know you just mentioned that you haven't rented a car in a while, but do you have a favorite road trip memory by any chance?
Oh my gosh. I love, so it's funny because I looked at an estimate for a car rental in Calgary because Alberta is the most extraordinary place. I think one of the most extraordinary places in the world to do a road trip, with the Icefields Parkway and the mountains. It's all spectacular. So I would say the Icefields Parkway and anywhere around Kananaskis, the Bow Valley, you name it.
Sounds fantastic. And even if you were to rent a car right now for a quick weekend out of town, maybe your annual drive to Florida, if that's still allowed, that whole process is going to look a little bit different this summer. Don't get caught by surprise if a rental runs you something like $300 a day instead of your average, like say $50 for an economy car. What happened to the rental car industry was that when the pandemic hit, really like the rest of the travel industry, they had to face pandemic lockdowns, travel restrictions, and the general anxiety of an uncertainty of not knowing what comes next, like the rest of us. So like the rest of us at home, they had to adapt to survive. They tightened up their belts. And like you mentioned, there were massive cost reductions in staff, location closures, fleet reductions. I mean, Hertz itself, they dumped 40% of their inventory into the used car market. Budget Avis, they sold off over 200,000 of their cars. That didn't even save them from bankruptcy. Like in Hertz's case, that's a 100-year-old company caught off guard because of unforeseen circumstances.
What are you seeing in terms of pricing? So I mentioned that I looked up a car rental in Calgary this summer. The price was like $700 for the week. Is this more, less, or about the same as what I would have paid 2 years ago?
It'll definitely be more than what you paid 2 years ago, that's for sure. And really what we're going to see is an impending car rental apocalypse, if you will. I don't know about you, Bruce, but my wanderlust at this point is more like a wander desperation. And all that pent up demand, I don't know if you can call it a pent up demand chicken, but that's coming home to roost.
Yeah.
I mean, on one hand,
it's a lot of metaphors you're dealing with there. It's a lot of metaphors.
Yes. Yes, it is. But I mean, it's the reality of where we are. It's just all over the place. On one hand, you've got vaccines that are on the rise, summer around the corner. And I'll throw another one out there. It's going to be like a rush for toilet paper all over again. Everyone's just going to be itching to get on the road and out from where they are.
How long do you see this disconnect between supply and demand lasting?
It's going to take a little bit of time. Right now, because of all that demand and even the fleet reductions, that means something like right now, maybe one of every three rental cars in the market or in service are just no longer there. And even if the rental car companies want to build their inventories back up, there are production shortages. The car industry, they can't get their hands on enough microchips. That means they can't, these car rental companies, they can't make or they can't buy them fast enough.
So what are your tips for someone looking to get a rental car and not pay $1 million for it?
If you need to get a rental car this season, you'll need to strategize well in advance. Don't just show up and expect everything to go smoothly. If you do, you'll pay through the nose, you'll have really little selection, and you'll probably have to wait a while. Here are three things I think that you can do to help make this experience a little bit more bearable. First thing always is plan ahead. Book way early, at least 10 days in advance, maybe even when you're booking a flight. Do that right up front. And maybe get a little bit creative, right? You don't need to look at the airport locations. Those usually, you know, the stock runs out, dries up really fast, but maybe a local neighborhood, maybe 15, 20 minutes away from the airport, might have the inventory at a cheaper price. So check that out, plan ahead. And even then, you know what they say about the best laid plans? One of the things that you might want to take a look at is unconventional alternatives.
What does that mean? Typically, like rickshaws, scooters?
You know what? Public transportation, rideshare. Hey, that's, you know what? At one point in India, I actually drove a rickshaw around for the driver because I wanted to see what it was like. So that was really fun.
Fantastic.
But you're right. Public transportation, rideshare, bike shares. That's one way to get around. Unconventional, to be sure. But in this digital age, we've got lots of new services that can provide the same level of service. For example, Turo.com. Basically, if I was to describe it, it's like Airbnb for cars. People out there, they've got vehicles that are sitting. You can go book one, meet with them to pick it up, rent it like you would regularly, and then drop it off. Hmm. You can do that with RVs as well. There's other services like Outdoorsy. If you're looking to get out into the great outdoors, same thing, same idea. Airbnb for RVs. There's plenty of opportunities out there to get out.
What's your go-to website? Because when I did my little internet search there, I mean, there's a lot of ads, of course, and then there's a site that I was familiar with, but I didn't price compare. Like, I didn't look at, you know, five car rental aggregators. Do you have a favorite site?
I will try all the aggregators just to see what the available options are out there. I'm a big fan of shopping around just to keep the options and opportunities open. But I guess one of the ones, if anything, that I go back to, maybe it's cheating a little bit, but I'll typically check every time the Costco rental site.
Because Costco, like, no matter where I can get four rotisserie chickens for $10, a pair of jeans, and a lifetime supply of bath tissue?
That's exactly where. And you know what? My last trip to Hawaii, that's where we actually sorted out our rental with Costco, because they're everywhere and they give you preferred rates wherever you go as well.
I had no idea. I have learned so many things. Daniel, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in the car rental lineup.
Fantastic. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Bruce.
Daniel Teo is a personal finance and travel writer. He's published all over the place, but our focus today was on the car rental market. What's going on and how you can score a ride without paying through the nose.